The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Jonathan Thompson. In the headlines, Bui Power Authority monitoring its reservoir level to prevent a shutdown. World Bank warns that unaccessed funds for land administration projects could be returned to chest. Accra benefits from two school projects estimated at 1.9 million Ghana cedis each. Nigeria police bans public protests in capital Abuja. Serious presidential elections underway amid tight security, and India's rural development minister dies in a car crash in capital Delhi.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The Bui Power Authority says it is monitoring its reservoir level to prevent a shutdown of the dam and the low generation of power. Speaking on GBC's current affairs program Behind the News, the Assistant External Communications Officer of the authority, Mauli Fui Kwajuvia, said the situation at the dam is as a result of a natural cause. He said the dwindling level of water in the dam has reduced the generation capacity to about 1.44 million kilowatts a day. He spoke to Agatha Samwa.
In November last year, some thermal plants were unavailable, so we were called upon by the system operator, that is GRIDCO, to actually increase our power generation from the plant draft rate of 1.4 million kilowatt hour per day to an overdraft rate of 3.66 million kilowatt hour per day. So since that time, we've been doing more or less three times our plant generation. And based on this, this has actually overdrawn our reservoir, and we are at a point where we are at what we call the minimum operating level, which is 168 meters above sea level.
Can you tell us what should be the water level in the dam, and what is the level now?
We are at a point where we call the minimum operating level, that is 168 meters above sea level. So we are at this point that we are judiciously using the water, and then we are monitoring the situation. And we expect that the rainy season sets in June, July, and we'll have an increase in the dam that we can actually increase generation as well.
The question comes in, why are you coming out now? Because I believe when the water level was going down, the authorities were aware.
It's good to actually inform the public what we're actually doing and what our contribution has been, actually trying to augment for the non-availability of some plants. So our situation is also going down in terms of the water level. It's actually preparing to let the Ghanaian public, because it's the public that actually invested in Bui. So whatever our operations are, whatever our situation are, we need to inform the public.
Assistant External Communications Relations Officer Mauli Fui Kwajuvia. An energy expert, Kwame Jantua, also expressed worry at the way the Bui Dam has been overstretched. He said the energy crisis could have been prevented if the dam had been properly managed. He called for effective planning and foresight to prevent and avoid future problems.
Bui Dam is a peaking dam. It's supposed to be used when peak hours. Why did we stretch it the way we stretched it? To a point where we now have to tell Ghanaians that we need to close it down, at least certain sections of the turbine. If we've done something to serve Ghanaians, let's do it. Irrespective of the impact it will have on us, I believe we should stick to it. Because this dam was finished, what, how many months ago? It's not even a year, and we've begun to face problems. The shortage of water is a problem. But I believe that if we manage the dam properly, we will not be in this situation.
Is it a problem that could have been prevented?
If we've used it as it was supposed to be used and the water is a problem, then we can understand. But if we are told that if we stretch it any further, we're going to lose our turbines, there could be something wrong with the dam, then that is serious. And I don't believe that we should be stretching Bui Dam the way we stretch Bui Dam. If Bui Dam is there to be a peaking dam, let's use it as a peaking dam. Let's tell Ghanaians this is the situation. Ghanaians would understand. Energy crisis affects everybody, not only a few.
The moment we have a problem at our house, how do we get ourselves out of the woods?
That is a million-dollar question. I think the way we get out of it is effective planning. Planning that we can have a vision to have the foresight to make sure that when these problems come in the future, we plan against it.
Kwame Jantua is an energy expert. The World Bank has warned that unaccessed funds for the land administration project, LAP2, could be returned to donor chest. A World Bank representative, Hardwick Chell, lauded the Lab 2 project but urged the participants at a midterm review conference in Accra to come up with pragmatic ideas to address problems hindering progress of the projects. Joyce Jachi reports.
The project development objective for Lab 2 is to consolidate and strengthen land administration and management systems for efficient and transparent land service delivery. The project concentrates on removing business process bottlenecks, promoting transparency, and addressing the various challenges within the land sector. It also supports the completion of the land bill, engaging in institutional reforms and specific interventions such as demarcation of boundaries of customary lands and strengthening alternative dispute resolution mechanisms to improve land tenure security. The midterm review of Lab 2 is taking stock to evaluate progress and challenges and to re-strategize towards the attainment of the development objectives of the project. The World Bank agricultural economist, Hardwick Charlie, acknowledged the benefits of the program, adding that the bottlenecks hindering the project from accessing donor funds must be addressed.
These funds are provided to the government of Ghana as a grant, and therefore we have no reason not to draw down on these funds to make sure that we use them for the project. Because of the delays in drawing down these funds to extend the period over which we can use those funds, because there is never going to be the same extension. I think once we don't use them now, we are going to complete those funds.
The acting project coordinator of Lab 2, Kofi Abakar Blankson, gave a breakdown of the amount involved and the problems associated with assessing the fund.
Some of the activities rely on others, and because we have not completed the initial ones, we cannot move to the others. That is why there is this seemingly slowdown. For instance, when we are doing a lot of mapping, these maps are the maps that they need. The whole project is estimated to cost $65 million. The World Bank is giving us $5 million. Department for International Affairs from Canada is also bringing 2.8, and then the government of Ghana is making up the difference.
Cheryl Gopal Sakili from the Canadian High Commission said the Lab 2 project should also consider projects the embassy is involved in, like agriculture and food security, as well as youth programs, water and sanitation. The Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Alhaji Yunus Afuseni, hoped by the end of the five-year project, its goals at eradicating poverty through effective land use and management would be achieved.
That was Joyce Jichi reporting. Now this news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra. The major stories. Bui Power Authority monitoring its reservoir level to prevent a shutdown. World Bank warns that unaccessed funds for land administration projects could be returned to chest. Accra benefits from two school projects estimated at 1.9 million Ghana cedis each. Nigeria police bans public protests in capital Abuja. Syria's presidential elections underway amid tight security, and India's rural development minister dies in a car crash in capital Delhi.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Now the news continues. As part of the Better Ghana agenda, the mayor of Accra, Alfred Oku van der Poy, has cut the sod for the construction of two school projects in the city. The projects, estimated at 1.9 million Ghana cedis each, are a three-story and an 18-unit classroom block at the Accra College of Education. Dr. van der Poy said the project is to contribute to government's commitment to ensure quality education. Nana Maumari and Sylvia Jakwasu have the details.
At the Achimota School, Mr. van der Poy said the dormitory will make movement easier for students who come from afar and also enable them to learn more from one another.
By the grace of God, we have put the funding together. We have appointed a reputable and well-organized contractor. We have awarded them the contract, and we are here to cut the sod. I expect my work department to monitor the construction right from the word go and make sure that quality is never compromised. Our children deserve the best.
At the Accra College of Education, the mayor said the classroom block will enable teachers in training do their practicals within the school premises. He tasked the teachers to monitor the project for a successful completion. The headmistress of Achimota School, Bernice Addo, and the vice principal of the Accra College of Education, Dixon Kumache, expressed their gratitude to government for fulfilling its promise. They urge government to reach out to other schools in need. The projects are expected to be completed within a year.
Nana Maumari and Sylvia Jakasu filed that report. Now, falling prey to drug abuse is one unfortunate situation which no parent would appreciate. The experience is so dangerous that those who fall victim find it difficult to come out. Reverend David Messi shared his unfortunate situation with Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Passing Time with Greg. For purpose of education, Radio News will serialize the experience for the youth. We bring you excerpts of the experience.
In 1989, I came across an American lady, and this lady decided to travel down to Ghana. But the lady was living with us. But before this lady came into my house, I had fallen in love with her. But then I was already involved with a Ghanaian lady who had given birth to a boy for me. So when I saw the American lady, I came home to tell my Ghanaian lady, look, I've met an American lady who is very beautiful and she's quite wealthy. So I told her, you are my sister. So when she comes to our home, just admit that you are my sister. Yeah. She said she wouldn't agree. Initially, I thought it wasn't something she was going to take serious, but when the American lady came into our home, she realized that it was a very beautiful woman.
There's a man coming in.
Yes. And no, she wasn't thinking about the money anyway. She was thinking the American lady was going to take me from her. So it means she wasn't going to get me again.
Yeah.
And she refused. She wouldn't. But I had to beg her. Along the line, she warned me that if she found out that I was getting too close to the American lady, she would expose me.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, it happened that one day I was coming from town. When I was coming, somebody told the American lady I was coming from town. I left her at home with my girlfriend.
Mm.
And then when she saw me, she ran out to hug me.
Mm.
But while on the way coming, I saw my black lady also comes to stand behind. Definitely, if I hugged the American lady, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Then it meant that what she was suspecting was the truth.
So you're going to spill
the it meant I had to avoid it. So I avoided the American lady. And unfortunately, the lady felt very bad. So she closed up. She wasn't that open to me again. And now she turned her affection to my Ghanaian lady.
Mm.
So if I wanted to know anything from this white lady, I had to ask
your wife.
My so-called wife.
Yeah.
One afternoon I was indoors. When my wife came in and told me that she had discovered a wad of money strapped to the white lady's face and that I should come out and see. I didn't believe it because I had been with this American lady. I hadn't seen anything like that. So I came out. And then secretly, she pointed. But then the white lady was sitting on the stool. She pointed to the money. When I saw the money, in fact, I was very happy because this will afford me the opportunity to work hard and impress her to also get some. Because definitely, when I work for the whites and they are going, they leave a lot of money with me.
What did your wife point to the money?
She was standing behind her. She was plaiting her hair.
Mm.
So she was behind.
But why? What was the motive?
The motive was that there's money there, you know, as tour guides. We employ every kind of means to make money.
Okay.
So when she pointed to the money, I decided to impress this girl. But the deal was to travel from Burkina to Ghana. I was to come down to Ghana with her. My black lady called me aside and told me, look, my husband, if we don't do something about this lady's money and the car that she has, she's going to go away with everything and we're not going to get anything.
True, fair, or foul?
True, foul means. So what I advise you to do is, Dave, when you get somewhere, you see the way it's being done in James Bond films.
Your wife?
Yes, my girlfriend.
Wow.
Sit her with something on the back of her head and let her go off and then take whatever you have to take. By the time she revives,
it's all over.
You are gone. And Greg, one thing, we were both smoking.
Anything.
You know. And it is
what you go in everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere, yeah. And it's when we smoke our something that we are able to take more plants.
Fantastic.
Know? Yeah, so it was in the course of doing these kind of things. And anyone who does these things is very short-sighted.
Yeah.
See, you don't think of the consequences that to come. So we came to Ghana and this lady, American lady, asked that we go sleep in the bush.
Mm.
We're driving down the night and then she asked me to drive into the bush and sleep. So while we were in the bush, I left her and then went to smoke my thing again.
Yeah.
You know, I dosed myself heavily on it. Yeah. And by the time I came back, my girlfriend's advice had become relevant.
Manifested.
Yes. You know, and by the time I realized what I had done, I applied that system that James Bond did when the white lady didn't know that there was anything happening, like going to happen like that. And I hit her with an object just to take her money and the car.
And she died.
She didn't die immediately.
Mm.
She fainted.
You heard the sordid experience of Reverend David Mercy on Unique FM's Passing Time with Greg. Ghanaian troops serving on peacekeeping mission in South Sudan are said to be living in high spirit. About 3 months ago, the Sudan People's Liberation Army seized containers carrying weapons meant for Ghanaian contingents, leaving them armless in the volatile region. but with the intervention by the government of Ghana, the weapons have been released to them. Acting Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Armed Forces, Lieutenant Colonel Emmanuel Agrikwashi, told Radio Ghana that the Ghanaians are safe. Nigerian police have banned public protests in the capital Abuja for the release of more than 200 schoolgirls seized by Islamist militants in April. Abuja Police Commissioner Joseph Mbu said the rallies are now posing a serious security threat. Nigeria has seen almost daily rallies calling for the government to take firmer action to rescue the girls. Boko Haram militants abducted the girls from the remote Chibok village near the Cameroon border on April 14. In a statement, Mr. Mbu said public protests have degenerated and are now a security threat. Voting is underway in Syria's presidential election amid heightened security. The poll takes place 3 years into a civil war in which tens of thousands of people have died and millions more are displaced. President Bashar al-Assad is widely expected to win a third 7-year term in office. Reports say Syrian officials have gone great lengths to present the vote as a way to resolve the crisis. Reports suggest that Israeli government has taken control of the West Bank and Gaza. It says the territory of the West Bank is 61% under Israeli control now. The area contains all the Israeli settlements as well as many Israeli military bases. This, the report says, is in violation of the Oslo Accords signed in 1993 between Israel and Palestine Liberation Organization. The agreement was to peacefully negotiate a resolution of a territorial dispute between the two countries, but the two sides accused each other of failing to implement key aspects of the agreement. And India's Rural Development Minister Gopinath Munde has died in a car crash in the capital Delhi. Mr. Munde was on his way to the airport to take a flight to his home state of Maharashtra when his car was hit by another vehicle. Doctors at the hospital said when he was brought in, he was not breathing and there was no cardiac activity. Mr. Munde was appointed just last week to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's new government. And that's when the news, the main point again. The Bui Power Authority says it is monitoring its reservoir to prevent a shutdown of the dam. The Assistant External Communications Officer of the Authority, Maoli Fui Kwajuvia, said the decreasing level of the water in the dam has reduced the generation capacity to about 1.44 million kilowatts a day. The World Bank has warned that an access fund for the Land Administration Project Lab 2 could be returned to donor chest. The mayor of Accra, Dr. Alfred Okovandepoy, has cut the sod for the construction of two school projects estimated at 1.9 million Ghana cedis each. A ban has been placed on public protests in Nigeria's capital Abuja for the release of the more than 200 schoolgirls abducted in Chibok. The Abuja Police Commissioner Joseph Mbu said the rallies are now posing a serious security threat since dangerous elements could join the demonstration. And India's Rural Development Minister Gopinath Munde has died in a car crash in the capital, Delhi. The news was presented by Jonathan Thompson in Accra.